Ray Kaplan, you know her, you love her, joins me now to talk about, oh, an interesting story in the news, and then I got to pick her brain about a couple things. Ray, hello, hello, how are you?
Hello, great.
I'm assuming Iridian sent you the story because she's a good producer. Yeah, Iridian's nodding like, yes, of course I did, John. that this young woman, her name was Ashley Carlson. She got an unexpected email that said, congrats, your SoFi student loan is 100% paid off. She's a 35-year-old mother of two. She couldn't believe it. She had stopped paying off her debt because she had, I think, lost a gig. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. Suffice to say, it wasn't true. The servicer actually sold off her loan because she was in default to a company that buys those loans, and then they're going to come after you for the full amount of the money or a lot of the money. She's obviously bummed out. SoFi says, no, there were clearly emails that said that you still owed money. Suffice to say, Ray Kaplan, that this is confusing sometimes, and sometimes debt collectors buy the loans from these other companies. What did you make of this story?
Yes. Well, okay. So I think there is a lot to be said for we have to take responsibility for our own finances. So after reading that article, I completely understand where she's coming from, but I think there's a little bit of wishful thinking mixed in with the mistake of SoFi. So it sounds like she defaulted on the loan and knew she was heading into default and then got a letter that I think most people would understand was some kind of an error, right? Mm-hmm. If you know you're defaulting on your loans, they've been trying to collect from you, and then all of a sudden they say, congratulations, your loans have been paid off. I think, you know, we could all, even though we might want it to be true, it's kind of one of those situations where if you are at your ATM and it shows that your available balance is $2 million,
you'd
you
be
know
skeptical.
That
yeah.
Probably a mistake. There.
That's a good analogy. I will say she was in communication with SoFi for like a repayment plan that could help her out. And maybe she mm-hmm. thought that that was the end result, that they go, actually, now that we've thought it over, you don't owe us anything. That is quite a leap. But it is a mistake of SoFi. And I guess the broader story here, Ray, is never trust the servicer to tell you when you're done or to believe everything that they send you. And I don't mean it's nefarious. Mistakes happen with every company. But is that mm-hmm. kind of your takeaway, too, that the communication with the loan servicers can be spotty and sometimes troublesome at best?
Oh, absolutely. So if you have private loans, which SoFi is a private loan lender, everything about your loan is dictated by the four corners of the contract that you signed. So it's basic contract law. If you're not sure of how long you're supposed to be making payments or what the minimum payment is or what the interest rate is or when they can charge you a late fee, pull out that contract and you're going to have to sit down and read it. Or you could even scan it and possibly even have some kind of an AI.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a little bit risky, but maybe have them take a look at it and read it, so that it can explain it to you and you can have the basics. We have this technology at our fingertips, or you can contact us, you can contact an attorney, because for big financial decisions, it's really important to understand the basics. What am I signing up for here? Am I signing on to make payments? Okay, what are those payments and how long do I have to make these payments for? What is it actually going to cost me? You would really be surprised how often people really don't know the answers to these questions because they're focused on a bigger picture. They're focused on, okay, I need this money to get into school, to pursue a degree. And those are good goals. But you can't just not look at what you're actually signing up for, that because that is a contractual agreement that the lender can enforce. And
right.
They have all kinds of ways of enforcing it. And most of the time, if you're late, they can charge you late fees. If you're delinquent, they'll charge delinquency fees. If it goes to collections, they'll send it to a third-party collector. They can sue you. They can garnish your wages. They can put a lien on your home. So it is really important to know, what am I agreeing to here?
And I love that you help people out before they get into trouble. You also help people out after the fact, not when they necessarily get into trouble, but when they are owed or essentially have earned the ability to stop paying or pay less. We have like 2 minutes left, Ray, and it'd be criminal not to remind people about the deadlines coming up here in July, I believe. I mean, it seemed like so far away when you first told us about it, and yet here we are, that every person that has a Parent PLUS loan, or just pay attention to everybody, in 1 minute, explain what's about to happen that could take your payments from a cell phone bill to a mortgage payment.
Well, yes, this is really important for the millions of federal Parent PLUS loan borrowers out there. If you have federal Parent PLUS loans or you're about to borrow them, the laws regarding Parent PLUS loans change drastically as of July 1st, where you will lose your eligibility to pay under income-driven, that's a low monthly payment plan, and you'll be forced into a standard repayment over 10 years, full interest and full balance of the loan. So as you said, that means most people's payments would go from, say, $300 a month to maybe $2,000 or $3,000 a month. Especially, this is really big and important news for Parent PLUS borrowers who have six figures in Parent PLUS loans. Those are really the people that I'm worried about and that need to reach out to us, because you need to take certain steps to preserve your eligibility to stay in an income-based repayment plan. Very important.
Yeah. Are people calling you? I hope they are, because we've been sounding this alarm for a while now, and I'm just worried that there are literally thousands, if not millions, of borrowers out there that are going to be surprised when they find out that their bill has changed or what they owe each month has changed, and there's not going to be anything they can do about it.
Well, yes, and added to that is that the servicer is sending out statements, this is for federal loans, that you don't need to recertify your income-based payment plan until 2027 or 2028, which is actively going to put people, give them kind of a false sense of comfort that they're okay and they're safe when they are not. They're going to be locked out of their payment plan. So if you have Parent PLUS loans, just to be on the safe side, please call us so that we can just take a look at your loans and then we can tell you, here's what you need to do, or you're safe and you're already kind of grandfathered in under the legacy rules. And just real quick, John, for private student loans, like we were talking about, like that lady in the article, we negotiate reduced balance settlements on private loans all the time. So I don't want people who are in default on their private loans to despair or to think that there's nothing you can do. We can often negotiate reduced balance settlements for like structured settlements over 12 or 24 months that are affordable.
312-294-8989, financialrelief.com. I got to go, Ray, but thank you very much, okay?
Okay. Thanks, John. Anytime.